Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is The Mystery of Iniquity, given by your host, Phillips Dinga Ajisafe. I am the presenter, Cassandra Job. If you are calling in, please put your phones on mute. Please enjoy the broadcast. And may God bless his ministry.
Amen. I welcome you all, the audience, to this broadcast. As the presenter said, the topic that we are trying to discuss, though we won't be able to finish it because it's mystery, as we have heard, is titled The Mystery of Iniquity. The Mystery of Iniquity. I don't want us to confuse iniquity here with inequity. By the word dictionary definition of the mystery, it has been defined as one that is not fully understood or understood, or that baffles or eludes the understanding. Mystery can be defined as something or things whose identity is unknown, as well as who arouses curiosity. For instance, we can say a mysterious character or quality. A mystery can be a religious truth that is incomprehensible to reason and logic, and can knowable only through divine revelation. Then, I will try to give a very simple definition to what I mean by iniquity. Like I said, I don't want us to confuse iniquity in context with inequity, which can be defined as inequity as unfairness, bias, favoritism. Sort as, I'm talking about inequity now. She treated her two sons with inequity. But what I mean here is iniquity, the mystery of iniquity can be wickedness, unrighteousness, evil doing, infamy, depravity. Iniquities can be something as gross immorality, a violation of rights or duty. It could be wicked acts, sin, S-I-N. We can say iniquity can be absence of moral or spiritual values, or an unjust act. Then, as we keep on, we are going to keep on going on definition, but I'm going to discuss this in the perspective of the scriptures. When we talk about moral standard, moral could be ethical, that is a moral responsibility. when the morale that I'm talking about is different from morale, M-O-R-A-L-E, which means mood, emotional, or mental condition. But when I talk about morale, that is ethical, the standard of right and wrong, the mystery of iniquity. As I've said, these things appear in the scripture in the original language of King James Version when Paul was trying to treat this in the scripture of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, which was translated to be for the mystery of lawlessness. It was before for the mystery of iniquity. It said in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, it read us that for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrain will do so until he is taken out of the way. The mystery of iniquity. Don't forget. It is a religious truth that is incomprehensible to reason, but it's there. This has to take us to the creation. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that God created man in his own image. Question. What is the image of God in man? No man can understand God because his understanding has found out. And I'm not trying to convince or to defend God. It's indefensible. It's God by himself. That's all. We want to examine and try to give a light as time permits to know and to be able to trust God, even when we, I remember my younger sister, very educated, with PhD. When things happen, she believes, she's a Christian. She read Bible. We've grown up together in a Christian family. When something unexpected that is not good happens in somebody's life, she always said, probably the person is sin. This arose my curiosity. One day, I can say this because she's my sister. Young woman, do you understand what is sin? She said, well, the Bible said it. I said, what did the Bible say about sin? What do you understand to be sin? When we try to read the scripture, we read about trespasses, sin, iniquity, and so on, could not establish in woman understanding what sin is. We always know and believe this idea that one man's sweet is another man's. Don't make mistake. There is evil. There is sin. I'm not saying there is nothing like no sin. There is wickedness. But how can we navigate and appreciate the Jehovah God, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, without being biased? That is the major point for this discussion. God is God. He cannot lower his standard. The Bible said he lifted his word than his name. And the Bible said in the book and the Revelation that his name is the word of God. Therefore, you cannot differentiate God's name from his word and his word from his name. The mystery of iniquity. I said in the book of Genesis chapter 1:26, when God had created man in our own image, then he begged a question. What is the image of God in man? The only traditional view is that God's image is certain in the moral, ethical, and intellectual ability. One thing we have to know and to understand and to believe, God is spirit. Jesus confirmed this in the book of John 4:24. Then we have to, like I said, in this discussion, the mystery of iniquity. I know sometimes people ask, if there is God, why problem, why trouble, why I'm not going there? That is life. And God is God. Because someone doesn't believe that he exists, does not negate his existence. Because I believe does not change his character, does not diminish his power. He remains God. But when we go to creation, the Bible makes me to understand this. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, that God planted a garden, and there he put the man that he has formed in the midst of trees. And that tree is, according to the scripture, is tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He begs the same question about moral and good and evil. The iniquity, the knowledge of good and evil. Man can say good can be something that is desirable in nature, and evil can be something morally bad, wrong, wicked, causing ruin, injury or pain, harmful. Even we can say the evil effects of a poor diet. Listen, watch out, because we won't be able to finish this topic today. We have impart as God give us permission. When God made man, the Bible, according to the scripture, he made man in his own image. And like I said, only the traditional view about the image of God, that is, intellectual ability, he has willpower, he has emotional power, that is, and he has a moral and ethical, that is creator, and that is the image, it is a spirit. And in the beginning, he already planted a garden with three types of trees inside that garden. The tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we say good is desirable in nature. And when we say evil, that can be synonymous to be iniquity, could be morally bad, wickedness, iniquity. And the Bible says, all things that God created is good. How can we comprehend evil? Or what can we do with this iniquity? Does that mean God will lower his standard? No. Does that mean there is no iniquity or evil, wickedness in the world? Yes, there is. Can we say this is iniquity? The time will not permit me to do justice, and I pray Holy Spirit to help us to gain the full understanding of this scripture in the name of Jesus. Let me read one part, the scripture about Paul's struggle with this problem of iniquity we are talking about. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 7, I will read from verse 14, Romans chapter 7. This is the confession of Apostle Paul. He said from verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin or under iniquity. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. I want us to ponder on this carefully. That is the nature of man. Paul, after reason and logic to comprehend iniquity, sin, he made this statement like I've just read. Verse 17 said, verse 16, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. You can see, God is good. Because if you read the book of Exodus, he gives 10 commandments. And this is the basic of moral standard that man in the history of man base their standard of right and wrong. It could be differentiated with, I mean, we can be leaning to culture, traditional religion, but the basic standard of wrong and right. Everyone believes that stealing is not good, but people steal anyway. Killing is not good. People kill anyway. He said, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin, iniquity, that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for the will is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. We can see from this scripture that the mystery of iniquity is so deep, and the only way out, because of our time, is to just go to God boldly to the throne of grace. There was a story of a blind man in the scripture. And according to the scripture, it said this man was born without no eyes. His figure is so perplexing, very fearful, even to the extent that the disciples of Jesus have an opinion that, oh man, for somebody that a Jewish believer to have a baby like this, something must have wrong with the parent or something somewhere else. Maybe they are sinner. But Jesus said, all their opinions and thinking are wrong. But that God might be glorified. So, we can see that no man can fully understood or understand what is iniquity. In the book of Psalm 73, from verse 1, Asaph wrote and confessed that it is too painful for him to even understand how, but he's still begging the question. What is this iniquity? Why iniquity abounds? In conclusion, as we continue in the next episode, the Bible makes me to understand that because God is God, he makes everything seen and unseen, kingdom and no kingdom, were created by God. And that is why man run out of interpretation, understanding of things and events that is happening in the world. In fact, in the book of Deuteronomy 29, from verse 2 and 4, he said, "Now Moses called out Israel and said to them, 'You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land.'" Verse 4, because of my time. "Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ear to hear to this very day." So can be looking at things that we think we see, but we don't see. We can give heart to some events and circumstances, thinking we know, but we don't know. Even we can be hearing things that we think, "Oh, I can define this, I can differentiate between what I'm hearing," but we don't hear. This is practical life, and it's so mysterious. But how can we thrive? How can we go about our life? The only way, verse 9 said, "Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." Therefore, Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, keep the words of this covenant. Appreciate God. Worship Him without no question. Keep the covenant. Maintain your integrity, and we will prosper. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcasts by social media. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.